Come, let us sing to Adonai, let us praise the God of all creation. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Awake, my soul, and sing. With God's praise I will wake the dawn. O sister dawn, how light your touch, how bright your face upon the earth. Awakened are we all to life, as you call us from sleep's small death. You, sister, graced that Easter morn, when life entombed was lost from sight. You roused the women with their spice, and guided them to greet the light. Your dawning opens wide our eyes, our talents are awakened too. Our hands so grasping rest has freed to welcome gifts we never knew. Aroused, awakened, and aware, hands turn to labor, hearts to pray. What yesterday was only glimpsed stands now as fresh and clear as day. With dawn and all the gifts of day, we praise you, Abba, breath and word. A world so prodigal and free reveals your loving hand, O God. Amen. My heart is ready, Adonai, to sing your praise. Awake, my soul, awake, lyre and harp, I mean to wake the dawn. Rescue me, O God, with compassion. I have nowhere else to hide. Shadow me with your wings until all danger has passed me by. I call to you, O Most High, for you are always my helper. Send your aid from heaven to free me. Leave my oppressors ashamed at what they have done. Extend to me, O my God, your love that never fails, for I find myself among lions who crave for human flesh. Their teeth like spears and arrows, their tongues as sharp as swords. O God, arise above the heavens, spread your glory across the earth. They rigged a net for me, a trap to bring me down. They dug a pit to catch me, but fell in it themselves. My heart is ready, O God, my decision has been made. I will sing your praise. Awake, my soul, awake, lyre and harp, I will awake the dawn. I will thank you, Adonai, among the peoples, among the nations, I will sing your praise, for your love reaches higher than heavens, and your unfailing love beyond the skies. O God, arise above the heavens, spread your glory over all the earth. Glory to the One and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. My heart is ready, Adonai, to sing your praise. Awake, my soul, awake, lyre and harp, I mean to wake the dawn. A reading from the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians. Consider this: whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each must share as called and gifted, without sadness or compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Moreover, God is able to make every grace abundant for you, so that in all things, always having all you need, you may have an abundance for every good work. As it is written, "The just scatter abroad and give to the poor. Their righteousness endures forever." The one who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed and increase the harvest of your righteousness. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The eyes of all creatures look to you, and you give them their food in due season. The eyes of all creatures look to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open wide your hand and grant the desires of all living things, and you give them their food in due season. Glory to the Abba, and to the Word, and the holy breath of love. The eyes of all creatures look to you, and you give them their food in due season. Love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you. Be perfect as your Abba is perfect. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant, the pledge to Abraham and Sarah, is now renewed for us. That freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear, and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way, by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. Be perfect as your Abba is perfect. Show us your mercy, Adonai, and grant us your salvation. Clothe your ministers with justice. Let your people sing for joy. Keep this and all nations under your care. Guide all peoples in justice and truth. Let your ways be known upon earth, your saving help among all the nations. Let not the needy be forgotten, nor the hope of any be denied. Create in us clean hearts, O God, and fill us with your Holy Spirit. Great fire of charity, kindle in us a generous love and a heartfelt compassion for all those we meet this day, as we celebrate the wonders and bounty of early summer. Empower us to follow the gospel's command that we love our enemies, do good to those who hate us, and pray for those who wish us harm. We ask this in the name of Jesus, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. May the God of love fill us with all joy and peace, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, we may abound in hope. Amen. Let us bless the world with peace and give thanks to God.